100.3 The Biz welcomes you to the Gone Fishing Show with your host, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, I'll tell you what, if anybody's in the car got us tuned in, they're going to be listening to us for the whole 2 hours.
They're going to be in traffic that long.
I'll tell you what, only in Jacksonville will they build a new downtown and have two small entrances into it. The line on JTV trying to get down to the town center had to be 2 miles long.
Oh, my God. At least.
Yeah.
At least. And people are cutting over from it. It's crazy.
And then when you got on 295 South, it was stop and go because of the people trying to get to the town center. So
it's Black Friday 2.0.
I tell you.
It's horrible. Hey, I'm telling you, it's a nightmare.
Hey, we're getting the show off to a good start and a right start. And I want to welcome and say Merry Christmas to Taylor. Hey, Taylor, what's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. What's going on with you?
Just getting ready for Christmas.
He's
how about you?
Holes since 4:30.
Good job, Taylor.
I had to call in because, you know, I'm really excited about next year and stuff. You know, there's always stuff for a new change and everything, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't have to listen to two old dudes on 5 to 7 on Fridays anymore.
You got a date tonight, Taylor?
No, I'm just delivering boats to Sawgrass. My buddy got a brand new Pelican Bass Pro, and he's gonna, you know, fish in the pond. So we went and picked it up from Academy. It was crazy.
Pelican Bass. Boy, I can't get that one out.
The Pelican boat is nothing compared to the kayaks you sell, but there's a good thing about supporting Rick's and Strike Zone Fishing and all these other Rick's Bait Tackle and Browns Creek, because when you call up there, usually the guys know what you have in stock. I called Academy about the boat, and the guy's like, I need to check online. And I said, what do you mean?
Taylor, you put your 9.9 horsepower motor on the back of that boat?
Yeah, but no, it's not my boat. It's my buddy's boat. He's an efficient in the pond in his backyard in Sawgrass. But the point is, I asked him, I said, you don't know if you got kayaks in stock out of the box? Because I called up and I said, does that kayak come in the box? He said, I have to check online. I said, what do you mean you got to check online?
Yeah, well, ours.
There's like no customer service there. I mean, if you want to get good local customer service, you got to shop local.
Academy,
they don't care about you.
These local people are the ones, too. They give out all the prizes for the tournaments and everything.
Yeah, they do. Hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, so. Well, Taylor, we're doing as you suggested. We're going back from 12 to 2, everybody. Not this Friday, not this coming Friday, but the first Friday in the New Year's. We're going back to our old station, 102.3, and going back to 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock. This experiment was interesting, to say the least, but when you're sitting in one room and your engineer's sitting in another room, you can't see him.
I kind of like that. I kind of like him like that.
Well, 7 p.m. is way past Joe's bedtime, isn't it?
Hand signals.
Is Scott Cornelius coming back on the show?
Yeah. Well, you know what? We will call him and let him know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
God, Taylor.
He's on it, ain't he?
Taylor, you're full of good information tonight.
We're going to have to bring Taylor in and replace a few people.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm ready to come in.
Now, he can have my spot. He's a lot more knowledgeable than me.
Me too.
No arguments there.
All right. Well, Taylor,
I've been selling a lot of fiddler crabs. That gets since, you know, everybody sold out quick on
the. You know what? you're on a roll with me today. Taylor goes and posts, or he comes by, he goes by every bait and tackle store and sticks his nose in the fiddler crab place, and guess who was the only person that had fiddler crabs?
Was it Rick?
It was Rick. Oh, so he came and he said, hey, you guys are the only ones that got them. I put the post up, and the store was packed. We had overloaded by mistake, ordered too many. And so we had some, we have about maybe 2,000-3,000 left over, because we, and buddy, those 2,000 or 3,000 flew out of the door the next 2 days.
Was that today?
No, we were empty today. we got another delivery today, though.
Yeah, I got you.
But yeah, this morning when we opened the doors, they were gone.
Let me make a quick announcement here while we got Taylor on the phone. This is a message. Nice work. Your activity on the Gone Fishing Show Facebook page is up more than 25% since 11 o'clock yesterday morning.
11 o'clock?
Yes.
Man, that's pretty good.
I know. And I put the first podcast on the Gone Fishing Show today. I tested it out.
7 mile drive.
7 mile drive.
And it worked.
That's cool.
But it was, you know, you can only do like a 30, 45 second one right now. Like just a little saying or something.
I got you.
But I ran a test, and it actually left my computer and went to the Gone Fishing Show.
That internet's something else, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
I actually got a computer yesterday for the first time.
What'd you say, Taylor?
I did.
I get a whole segment on this show.
Yes, you do. Hey, I know they got you on a time limit on Saturday morning, don't they?
Yeah, I only get 30 seconds.
let me tell you who to write that check out to now. Hold on. I'll get you on the side when we're done.
You can do a podcast, Best of Taylor's Calls.
What's that?
Just do a podcast of nothing but Best of Taylor's Calls.
Well, Taylor's made some good calls the last 2 weeks.
He's very informative.
Yeah,
really.
I called in about the lionfish.
He's like a guru.
Talk about that, you know.
The lion's fish?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, lionfish.
Yeah.
And you got all upset with Captain Taylor, and he was agreeing with you.
Yeah, I was just agreeing with you, man.
I was just picking on him. I was.
Well, apparently, I ruffle so many feathers, you know, and I don't even know that I do it. I'm just trying to keep my nose clean. That's all, buddy.
If you ever want to catch a sheephead, I can show you a couple spots.
Well, I'd appreciate that, man.
Why don't you can run a sheephead charter.
Yeah. At me? Taylor.
Me and Donnie. You go with Taylor.
There we go. Yeah,
we
absolutely
need to get Donnie and Taylor on a boat.
Well, I was going to ask Taylor a question. Did he block Captain Taylor over here?
Oh, no, I didn't block him. I've never seen his post, though.
No, I haven't made any posts. I try to stay off Facebook.
All right, buddy. We appreciate it, man.
Hey, call back second hour. We'll give you another spot.
All right, talk there.
All right, let's get introduced here. Oh, welcome to the Gone Fishing Show. We have guests in the studio today, Mr. Craig Van Brocklin.
Hello.
CVB.
Yep. CVB.
The moderator. No, he's the intimidator. Yeah, the moderator.
I never heard that before, but okay.
That's the hammer, isn't it?
Captain Don Taylor Jr. with Inshore Outdoors Fishing Charters.
Well, you're getting better at it, Joe.
I know.
I'm proud,
I got it written
buddy.
Down. Okay. All right, Charles.
Hey, I want to fish indoors.
No, you want to know? It's got to be
we
outdoors.
We can make that happen too, people.
Outdoors on the indoors. All right, y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Telephone number
904-296.
1062.
Yeah.
1062.
That's it. Nice. Boy.
You have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call. For a unique fishing experience you'll never forget, call Captain Chip Wingo with Fish to Flats Inshore Fishing Charters. Fish to Flats specializes in light tackle and fly fishing the backwaters of Jacksonville, Fernandina, and St. Augustine. As for Captain Wingo, he's been catching redfish, flounder, and trout from those backwaters his entire life. You'll be fishing from a state-of-the-art 19-foot Hughes Flats boat using high-end pin fishing tackle. Fish to Flats Inshore Fishing Charters is Coast Guard licensed and insured, and they supply the bait, tackle, and the license. Call Captain Wingo today and book an unforgettable fishing experience with Fish to Flats Inshore Fishing Charters. Call 904-614-4989. That's 904-614-4989. No matter how well-maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on-the-water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com. Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at RealKeeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give RealKeeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. RealKeeper Realty, your home. Your future, our commitment.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-1062. That's 296-1062. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Well, it's a good thing I'm paying attention.
I know that's right.
I know that's right, too.
Joe's got the strongest thumbs in Jacksonville.
I know it.
Joe Dion.
Joe Dion.
Put them in your eyeballs.
Mother Thumb and her five daughters. Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Her four sisters.
Whatever, five daughters, four
keep
sisters.
Keep it clean, Joe.
Okay. But anyway, when I showed Joe, I was bringing all these curly tails, these are new ones that I've come out with the Jaw Jaw Carolina baits. We were talking about scent.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd mentioned mm-hmm. during the break that the one that you like does not have any scent, but we were. Does scent, in your opinion, does scent add anything to it? Does it attract the fish? Not.
I find when it gets colder like
long,
this.
And how long does yes. that scent stay on it?
I don't know, but when it gets colder like this, I work my plastics very, very slow on the bottom, like very, very slow, not dead sticking, but very slow. And if they have scent on them, they do work a little better.
Okay.
So I'll use gulp more in the wintertime.
Really? Okay.
I hardly ever use gulp at all when the water warms up. Hardly ever.
Really?
But in the wintertime, I use it more.
Captain Don, what do you think?
I'm the same way during the wintertime. I definitely work it slower. Of course, it depends on what I'm fishing for, but I use a scent quite a bit, actually. It's a bottle, Procure.
Right.
And okay. I have different flavors, so I use that quite a bit, actually. But I do work it really slow. But a lot of times, like I tell you, Joe, I'll let the current move it.
Yeah.
I let the current do all the work. And then when it stops, to me, it just looks more natural, letting the current take it.
Just like that day you and I went out, we threw it. We didn't hardly do any retrieving. No. Yeah. We just let that water, you know.
Yeah, I went out with Bart, with my wife, a few weeks ago. He couldn't believe how many trout I caught barely moving that plastic down there.
Mm-hmm. In other words, you're letting the current also move it.
Yeah, there wasn't much current there.
Not much current. But you're almost dead sticking it.
I'm moving it some, just not very much.
So you're catching trout in places with no current?
Correct.
Gotcha. See, I fish them with a lot of current. Well, not a ton. But,
I prefer fishing trout in current.
Me too, yeah.
But sometimes they're where
You know, I understand. Oh,
if you're on the opposite side of the, say, a big sandbar or a big oyster bed, you're not going to get much current there.
Right. Okay,
the
now, will be there. Now you guys are talking about using a very light bait, artificial bait, and a current situation. What size jig do you usually put them on? Or a weighted hook, either one?
It depends on the water depth, but usually I'm, almost always either an eighth or a quarter ounce. Very rarely go past a quarter ounce.
I never do, but that's a quarter ounce is okay. And what about you, Don?
If I'm throwing a weighted hook, I throw a 3/16 almost all the time. If it's, like you said, water depth, I'll throw a quarter.
Quarter ounce. Mm-hmm. Jig, you've been on jig head?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I love for that lure to float down real slow and flutter.
Me too.
Right. You know, the lighter the hook, the longer it's going to take to get to the bottom.
Now, but you know, here with all the wind here, that's the biggest problem is the wind.
Yes, I mean,
a lot of times you're fishing in.
Or if you got a lot of current, you can't really do that too good either.
Or real shallow water.
Now, that's going to be my next question. Now, the trout, I understand. I understood what he said, and I understand your reaction to what he said.
Thank you.
Okay.
You can help
what depth of water do you like to look for your trout in? Is there, in other words, in the wintertime, are they in the deeper holes like they are in the summer?
Four to eight feet. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay. Now, do the trout in the wintertime come up a little bit in depth of water, or do they stay... Or did they go deeper in depth of water in the wintertime?
I'm usually looking for them about 2 feet off the bottom.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even if I'm at 4 foot, they're going to be in two foot depth.
That was a Taylor
answer. If
they're
in 8 foot of water, they're going to be in about 6 foot down.
Okay.
Okay.
Here recently, like,
two feet off the bottom, wherever. Okay.
I'll lift my plastic about 2 feet off.
Okay.
So he's fishing the bottom of the water column. What he's doing.
Yeah.
Basically, right.
Oh, you're so technical, Donnie.
That's the way I understand it. I mean,
you're a charter captain.
Mine's pretty simple. I was fishing in deep water this week. That seems like this is where all the ones I've caught this week. Man, they were all in.
But I got friends, man. They fish 18 to 20 feet.
That's what I was fishing
in the wintertime.
Now, you went out to Fernandina. What was the situation out there? A lot of oysters or?
No.
Mud flats?
No.
No?
Just deep water.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, it was just out in real deep water, out there in the sound, 18 to 26 foot of water.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now, you and Eddie talk quite a bit. What depth of water is Eddie using? Yeah, and I mean.
It don't matter to him.
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth?
It don't matter.
But the size trout, I was starting to say young man, he's getting gray like me. It was kind of, anyway. The size of trout he consistently catches is just amazing.
It is.
And I just didn't know if he was using deep water or what, you know. What does he work
for? I can't really say because I've seen him catch him in 2 foot of water and 8 feet of water and 10 feet of water.
Now he's
using the same lure, no matter what the depth is.
Well, I don't know. Those beautiful lures. I sent him a message. I want to expand my mirror lure and decrease my unfair lures section. So I sent him a request to give me an idea of which ones I should be buying to put into the store.
I mean, one of our super secret lures, I mean, it'll sink indefinitely. It'd sink down 30 feet if you let it sit there long enough.
Well, now, those new lures that he was posting on Facebook last night, are those the ones they're coming out with? Because I haven't got...
The broken glass type stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. And those, I think those are 4 to 6 feet.
Those are 20, those are 27s, right?
I think they are.
I don't know what they are. No, they're not actually... They're a different model.
There's a new...
There's some new model.
Huh.
But I know his favorite on suspending lure is 4 to 6 feet.
Mary Beth, I want you to know that you're on the radio show. Would you like to say hello to everybody? They just all heard you.
Okay. I saw this briefly last night that he had put on there. They look pretty sweet. I throw the 30 sometimes, and I'll throw the 27, the 17.
I throw the 27. If I'm going to throw a hard lure, I'm either throwing the 27 to catch 2,000 or a pile of suspending lure.
Yeah, if they like the X-Wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Well, that's my daughter-in-law. She won't be speaking to me after the show.
That's what I was using.
I mean, that's really all I'll take with me.
That's what I was using at the Nassau.
I mean, I own like, you know, another 1,000 lures, but...
Do it.
I own about 1,000 other lures, but the 27 just...
Would you ever do this? I mean, I was...
Oh, my God.
Okay, it's 27. Is that the Meridine?
Yeah.
You're right. Okay, mm-hmm. I was making sure I was remembering
27MR.
You're right, 27MR.
It's got like the EBGB broken glass color, whatever it is. The green,
yeah, I got
green.
One of those.
So in other words, all those ones, all those new ones that are coming out, the broken glass and so on, they are also 27s.
They do make them in 27, yes.
Okay.
I got one.
Do they make them in other
They don't make types? Them in the Catch 2000, I don't think. I'm not quite sure what else Eddie's throwing, what okay. those were. I didn't really look at that picture very hard.
Well, Meridines and Catch 2000 are the most popular ones of...
Mirror lure
that yeah. go out the store, out the door in the store, and those two right there.
I mean, 27 is really easy to work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's hard to mess up throwing the 27. Same thing with the Catch 2000.
I guess.
But I've gone out plenty of times, and they'll hit the Catch 2000 left and right and won't touch a 27.
Well, is it, really?
Why is that? Now I don't know why.
Now we're
I don't know.
We're talking trout.
Just for trout.
Just for trout. Okay.
Just for trout. I will say I've caught plenty of flounder on the 27, too.
Did you ever throw the 17, Craig?
Yeah.
What do you throw, like redfish, like I do?
I use the 17 mostly in Guana.
Mm-hmm.
Shallow. So there's no telling what you'll catch there. I mean, you hook a black drum, a redfish, a trout.
I'll throw the 17 when I'm in creeks. You know, that's pretty shallow.
I mean, I like the 17 because it's so much smaller.
Yeah,
you know,
me too.
Lot less splash. And,
right.
Yeah.
But, the only time I ever throw the 17 anymore is just when I'm in Justin Creeks around Orchard, but the rest of the time I throw the 27. And if I'm in, you know, like fishing for trout like we were the other day, where there's a pretty good ledge, then I'll throw
Think I've ever thrown the 17 out in the river, but I throw the 27 out in the river all the time.
Yes, that's where I throw it too. I throw the all 30 mostly in the river, though.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, while y'all are throwing, let's throw some ties out for tomorrow. We got a low at Mayport in the morning at 4:55 a.m. with a 0.5 and a high at 11:35 with a 4.5. Dames Point, low at 5:40 a.m. with a 0.3 and a high at 11:55 with a 3.6. We getting a little back to normal?
A little bit. I know last Saturday when I went out and tide was like really, really low at low tide.
It was low during the week,
yeah,
too.
We experienced that, too. So downtown, low at 6:30 a.m. with a 0.1 and a high at 12:30 with a 2.0. So it's dropped a bit there. And in Ortega, low at 7:30 a.m. with a 0.2 and a high at 1:40 with a 1.2 in Ortega.
Hey, did you hear, by the way, that they were taking more rocks out of the little jetties?
I've heard that.
I heard that today.
I heard that they were doing that. Either it was last night or the night before, like around midnight. They were actually they were dynamiting.
At night?
At night, yeah. They were actually setting off dynamite charges at the little jetties. Night before last.
You know, which we heard.
We'll talk about it and come back.
Yeah, that's. But they're not killing any fish around, are they?
I don't know what to do.
It's just dynamite.
Just dynamite.
Isn't that crazy, though?
Redneck fishing.
Gone Fishing Show.
We got a phone number, 904-296-1062. GoneFishingShow.com is the website. You want to download the app. But then you might want to wait for a couple of weeks because you're going to have the brand new app to download. That'll be sunny 102.3. All right, 904-296-1062, GoneFishingShow.com. Y'all stand by, get a word from our super sponsors, and we'll be right back. Hold tight.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600 WZNZ, Atlantic Beach, Jacksonville, 100.3 The Biz.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. President Trump today decided to go ahead and sign into law the $1.5 trillion tax reform bill before leaving to Florida for the holidays. In a very low-key ceremony in the Oval Office, it is the first major overhaul of the nation's tax laws since 1986. Journalists chase stories, but now hackers are chasing journalists. An AP investigation into the Russian cyber espionage collective known as Fancy Bear has found that the group has gone after scores of reporters, bloggers, and TV personalities. One Russian media figure says that hackers are hunting for info which they can use as leverage for later. Orders for long-lasting manufactured goods rose last month by 1.3%, boosted by orders for both commercial and defense aircraft. And on Wall Street today, NASDAQ down 5 to 6960, the S&P down 1 to 2683, the Dow closing down 28 to 24,754. This is SRN News.
Your 100.3 The Biz weather forecast.
A very nice day today with a high of 71 degrees, mostly clear this evening. Overnight, the low will be 58, and for tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 80.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Cyber attack, data breach, malware, botnets. Think your business is immune? It's not. Malware is alive and well on most corporate networks. So you need active malware detection. You need CDW. CDW has a complimentary service called Threat Check. It passively monitors your network to detect malicious traffic and other risks. CDW's security experts will then analyze and explain the results and provide security recommendations. Learn more at cdw.com/threatcheck. CDW. People who get it.
Have pain you can't ignore? Then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest labeled pain reliever available without a prescription. Safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches. In the green box with a blue wave.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Molly is such a cute snowflake. Where's that costume from?
Thanks. Liberty Mutual saved us some money, so it's custom made.
Liberty did what?
Oh, we switched our auto and home insurance and saved almost $800.
I wish we saved like that. Sarah's costume could use some work.
But she's a cute horse.
Sharon, she's a turkey.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can save $782 when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on recent Countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, equal housing insurer.
Let's get back to some fishy business with a Gone Fishing radio show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-1062. That's 296-1062. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing radio show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, Mr. Craig Van Brocklin writes our articles for the Fishing Connection, the kayak edition of it. And Craig also... You run a very good tournament, and you keep up with the different tournaments.
I try, sir.
Okay, nice. So this year, like me and by three or four, five other people, really, their tournaments, they either canceled them and put them, you know, didn't like the dates or something happened, so on. Now, you skipped yours this year, your trout tournament, and you've rescheduled it for 2018. Is that correct?
Yeah, April 14th.
April 14th. Yes. Okay, what's the format of your trout tournament?
Format is I have three places for the largest trout, three places for the biggest aggregate of three trout. I usually have a kayak division for biggest trout. Last year we had a ladies division in the kayak. We'll do it again this year if somebody wants to sponsor it.
Okay.
You know, for the ladies. Had a junior, had juniors in it last year. I don't know if I'll do that again. Went too many juniors, fished it. But bring the trout in alive, weigh them, and release them alive.
Okay, so you had the kayakers, of course, took pictures.
Yeah, CPR.
CPR. So you did have a penalty for dead fish.
Yeah, we had a penalty for dead fish.
What,
on the boat? I think it was like half a pound.
Half a pound, yeah. If I remember correctly, yeah.
Hey, so you said that the boats have to bring the trout in alive?
Yes.
And the kayakers can take a
picture.
Why is that?
Because the kayakers can release it, and they don't have the method of, you know, putting them in somewhere and keeping them alive.
I thought they were all boats.
They are all boats, but
we had a kayak division, not a small plastic boat division.
And you know,
I'm just curious.
You know, with kayakers, we're so used to the catch, photo, release that anything that deviates from that,
the CPR,
we get confused.
I understand.
We'd have trout flopping all around the deck.
I got you.
They'd be in the hatches. We wouldn't know what we were doing.
I understand.
You know,
and.
It's hard to keep a big trout alive, though.
It really is.
That's what it is about keeping them.
But you can keep a kayak off the mud sometimes, can't you, when the boat gets stuck?
Yes.
It's hard to today.
Yeah, I have gotten stuck in my kayak, and the trick is, if you have an anchor, always use an anchor. Don't really use a stakeout pole.
Stakeout pole.
Is if you're stuck in the mud, you grab your anchor, and you throw it out as far as you can, hold on to the rope, and then you
pull yourself
up to the anchor, pick it up, throw it out again.
We should have tried that, huh?
I've never flipped my boat, though. You know that? I've never flipped my boat. I fell out of it. So.
I've never flipped my kayak or my boat.
I have flipped a kayak once. Yeah,
and fell out of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
We got Mr. Flipper over there.
Oh yeah.
Joe Dion.
Dion.
Mr. Fall out of it.
Never flipped the kayak. So now I said that I'll probably flip it tomorrow.
Yeah. So, well,
yeah, I'm sure it'll happen. I've come close a couple of times.
Well, we had the young lady that I don't think she's ever flipped a kayak either.
Yeah, the fishing chick. I know she's been stuck in the mud.
Yeah, I know she's been stuck in the mud. She's stuck in the mud personality sometimes,
yeah,
when she
true.
Comes here sick.
Like to
hello,
say hi.
Elizabeth. How you doing, sweetheart?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Liz. What's up?
Let me tell you, talking about trout. Oh, my goodness.
Tell us about the trout, Liz.
Dawn.
Hey, dear. How you doing today?
I never saw that picture of that 62-inch one you caught.
She's got that one on down low. She won't show it to anybody.
62-inch trout?
No. Yep. But Craig's eyes just got that big.
Where?
What'd you say, hon?
Where do you think? Guana.
Guana.
She caught 32.
32-inch one at Guana.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's a big one.
That's big.
I'm not radio down, please. Thank you. Yeah, I'm telling you what, I went out with Dawn this week, and I'm telling you what, he's got this trout dialed in.
Don't be saying that on the air that loud, okay?
I'm sorry.
Dawn who?
Captain Dawn Taylor.
Captain Dawn Taylor.
Okay. Captain
what do you think?
Noah.
Don't wonder I got knocked off.
Yeah.
I see what happened now.
Did you go out in the kayak?
No, he took her and said, I'm leaving that old man home. I'm digging out of that.
Wasn't that name.
That's what that meeting was about.
There we go.
After the radio show last weekend, he goes, hey, Elizabeth, you want to go out? I'm like, hell yeah, let's go. I go on his boat Saturday.
Her and I and Ty.
Sick as a dog.
I wonder what would be more fun, fishing with Rick or fishing with Elizabeth.
Yeah, I know, for real.
Can't figure it out.
Evidently,
no idea.
Evidently, Don did.
In a hurry.
In a hurry.
Don did not have fun that day, because I'm telling you, I was barfing off the back of his boat. He's like,
yeah, it didn't last very long. She got sick. I mean, like.
Oh, she got sick?
Yeah, she was throwing up off the boat. So
I had a tummy bug or something, but I was ready to go. I'm like, yeah, I can still handle it. I'm like,
yeah. I understand. When we get like that around me all the time.
Did y'all go out to Fort George?
They just start throwing up.
I have that effect on people, yeah. I guess, you know. They block you.
Anyway.
He is the best captain ever.
Oh.
So, Elizabeth, where did he take you?
I'm not telling you. tell you.
Damn it.
Cold water in the center of my forehead. I'm like, what?
What'd you say? I can hear.
Talking to the phone.
What'd you say?
I said he dipped that towel into the water in the cooler and he threw it over my head.
Well, she was throwing up on the boat.
Tommy's very nice.
I'm a nice guy.
He's a gentleman.
Best captain ever.
No, we did catch some trout that day, though. We caught a bunch of trout, too.
Then we caught trout, and then we caught a couple more. I mean, we caught some nice ones this week.
What size were you catching? Seriously.
Over 20.
23. That's good.
22, 23. That was fun. They're not CVB kind of trout, but they were good trout, you know?
So they weren't like 14, 15 inchers.
Oh, no, they were bigger. They were a little bigger than that.
Cool.
That one we caught at that one spot we were at.
Which
we had to let go.
Describe the spot for us.
Which one, though?
Remember where we were at the other day? You're
an asshole? Yeah.
Okay. Huge head. Oh yeah,
he had like been
mutilated.
Yeah, he had been attacked by something.
Right. It did not breathe right.
There's a lot of sharks up there.
He's like 22, but yeah. I mean his head was so big. He should have been like 26 or 28, you know.
No spots. But he's mutilated. Like,
didn't have any spots on him.
Take that one out of the breeding. Right. The breeding.
When Liz was just finished, I got a funny story to tell about
okay.
that.
Okay. Okay.
That's crazy.
Go ahead.
Did y'all go out to Fort George at all?
I don't know.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I've been to Fort George before.
High tide, low tide?
It was a mid-tide.
Mid-tide?
When I was...
During the mid-year.
Yeah. When I was over at Palm Cove Marina, I used to have a tournament before the FLA club was formed and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was called the Redfish Shootout. And it was two fish by weight, and they had to be legal size. And so Larry Minyard...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Came in. His fish was 18 inches and weighed something like 7-8 pounds. Have you ever seen a 14-inch redfish weigh that much?
No.
No.
What had happened, evidently, a dolphin, which, you know, loved to eat them, mm-hmm. had bitten the rear end of the redfish off. The redfish had survived and started regrowing a tail. He had a tail... about like that.
No way.
And the big old body. Just a big old body. Of the
sort of
fish.
Like Wolverine when he gets yeah. hurt or something. Yeah. He heals right back up.
Yeah.
Well, the redfish had grown back. His tail started back. He barely made the measurement, and he was 7.5-8 pounds.
He had the first spot on him.
And so that's what, you know, fish can recover. And, but it's damages like
that. Didn't really do him justice. And his mouth, I could put my hand inside his mouth.
It was that big, huh?
Yeah.
It was weird there.
And he just.
The trout had no spots on it at all.
Yeah, so he had like no spots on
it. Yeah, he's showing us a picture. Yeah.
Yeah, he.
Captain Don showing us the picture.
You could tell he had like been. He had been bit from like his first fin back, you know?
It looked like a dolphin.
But survived.
But his head, though, was, I mean, crazy big.
I've seen more dolphins in the river this year than any other. Time, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot
there's
of dolphins.
There's a bunch of them, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was just crazy to see him how...
I've been seeing him back in the creek.
And don't you love... I'm out there, you know, trying to catch a redfish here or there, and then all of a sudden you see the dolphins, and you know you might as well just pack up and leave.
Mm-hmm. We saw some dolphins out there on... what day was that? I guess Wednesday, I think it was. Wednesday or Tuesday or something like that. No, Wednesday.
Yeah.
They come out there and they shut down like that. So.
I mean, they are.
Yeah.
Big time.
Especially in shallow water.
Well, school's over with for a couple
days. It was pretty good.
Really?
Yesterday
pretty
was your last day, Elizabeth?
I've been off for a week.
Well, yeah.
You need to be out fishing.
I took some time off.
Yeah. So.
But,
it's like my daughter got out of school yesterday, and then Fran stopped.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. That was.
Mm-hmm. See you, dear.
Thank Elizabeth Slayer.
And Slayer.
Slayer, yeah.
Slayer. You like the way I do that? She slays the fish. I said, there we go.
Wow.
Joe, we're getting ready to go to a break. It's time for you to do
I'll be
that
here
now.
When y'all get back.
Okay, well, how about giving us your one main job here?
All right, filming live right now. 904 Mayport, low 55, 296, 1062 with a high at 140 with a 1.2, and that'll be downtown. Y'all quit messing with my hair, boy. All right, y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Like, you're a real captain?
Yes, in as little as 7 days, Sea School can prepare you to become a U.S. Coast Guard licensed captain. Sea School has been working with folks just like you for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Stop taking friends out for gas money and start making money as a fishing guide. You can even write off your boat as a business expense. In Jacksonville, call 904-722-1400 or visit seaschool.com. That's 904-722-1400 or visit seaschool.com. Our motto is, we hold your hand until it holds a license.
Your boat is so big.
Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
Looking for a great day of fishing or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
When it comes to those pesky bugs, leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business, and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847. Heading out to Hexer Drive to fish? Then there's only one bait and tackle stop for you, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp. They're located at 5212 Hexer Drive and have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Run out of bait while fishing? Well, Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply. No boat? No worry. Browns has the finest docks to fish on, so you need to give those folks a call. It's 757-1600, a big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Browns Fish Camp, 757-1600.
Let's get back to some fishy business with a Gone Fishing radio show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-1062. That's 296-1062. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing radio show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, I just got a text from the gentleman that we were talking about is the Trout Slayer of Slayers, and that's Mr. Eddie Cabler. And he says, I would stick to broken glass 17mm and 27mm. Also, the L30 is a must and catch 2000 like we were talking about. You know, off the top of my head, all of a sudden, I've gone blank on the L30.
That's Donnie's lure. Ask Donnie.
It's just ask Eddie. No, it's just a dive. It dives. I like it. I throw it in deeper water.
In deeper water?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And if you can get the little Johns and marsh minnows, would be good.
The plastics.
Yeah. The plastics, yeah. I've got...
The little Johns like a stick bait. I throw that for trout, too.
Mm-hmm. I've got some of the mirror lure plastics. I think I got the marsh minnows is what I got.
Yeah, they're pretty big. They have like a light-colored pinkish tint to them in a way with a chartreuse tail or yellow tail.
What they're hitting, that's what they're hitting.
Right.
When I've been fishing with Eddie, he's using those, and I was using something else, and I wouldn't get no bites. So I grabbed some of his, and I immediately started getting bites.
Okay. Now, Keith, I'm real good with my – that's the reason why we ordered that silver flake there.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he had the best luck with, and
Keith and I went out he was using those, and he was using I was using a certain brand, and I'd catch one. He was catching like 4 or 5 to my one, and but it's white. It was a white color one, the chartreuse tail.
Mm-hmm. And you know, my little ones are what you were using.
No, I was using a what was I using? I think I was using a Slayer paddle tail. I want to say.
Okay,
well, he was using a one of those, and he was also using he's alternating back and forth from I think a bass assassin or something. I think
no, it's a little one we make about yay big, and
it's a white with the
chartreuse tail.
Yeah. Okay, right. And he was crushing them with it.
Right.
Hmm. You think fish see color?
The what now?
Do you think fish see color?
I don't know.
I really don't know. We still can't figure it out.
I look more at is it dark or light
profile?
You know, color.
How could they? How could they find out? You know, I mean the.
Well, they say that fish feel no pain because their brains are not big enough to have that part of the brain that causes pain.
I mean, I've got some scientific stuff that says that redfish.
Then I should never feel pain, right?
Trout.
What's that? Say it again.
I had somebody send me an article that said how the redfish do see certain colors. Trout, or not so much. If I can find it, I'll tell you what it says. But it's not like a human being, though. It's like mm-hmm. in depth. You know, it's like the perception is totally different than ours. They see profiles, and they see contrast. That's what it is, contrast and profiles.
Right. Yeah, that I would believe.
Yeah, that's why I worry about if it's a dark or is it a light color.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you. But same in the intercoastal, the area that I fish that has no big trout, evidently, that chartreuse color, I don't care if you're using jig, artificial bait, whatever.
wait, there's no big trout in the intercoastal?
I was going to say.
I'd hell if I can find them.
there it is.
Actually, I don't think the intercoastal.
Hey, that's from the intercoastal.
I've caught.
Yeah, but how many of those in the intercoastal?
I've caught a few, like 25 to 27.
That's where I've caught a few. That's where I've caught my biggest fish.
Intercoastal. Where in the intercoastal? I mean, not where, but between the river and my store. That's the intercoastal.
The intercoastal runs from.
That's true. Okay, let me rephrase.
I'm saying
that.
Within a mile.
Pablo Creek. Side of the
within
the
a mile of the Beach Boulevard ramp, I've probably caught 5 trout that were 27.
The Atlantic Boulevard to Butler.
Yeah, I've caught down that way that you just said.
Okay.
Yeah, that's two creek side of it.
No,
yeah.
No, John by JTB.
JTB. That's the only place I've caught a halfway decent trout. Matter of fact, really close where we were fishing that day, and mm-hmm. I caught that one, and that spot has been still being good for me.
Yeah.
Not so much for the reds. The rat reds are gone. You know, we have many rat reds we caught there. Mm-hmm. But the
and it's
the
best if you use a trolling motor too.
And
on the kayak,
yeah, you can use. But a boat, a trolling motor works best.
He's a jackass. I mean, just he can't help himself.
Yeah, it's just is what it is.
From now on, it's Warren Dion. You know,
Rick, I've caught some decent trout like within 500 yards of the Beach Boulevard ramp. But not as many as I've caught, like, say, in Sisters Creek.
Right.
Or in areas like that.
Evidently.
But, you know, I kind of grew up on the intercoastal in San Pedro, you know.
I did, too.
Okay.
I
lived in Isle of Palms. And back when I was younger, I mean, I go out after high school and just fill up a cooler with 20-plus inch trout.
Yeah.
But it's not like that no more.
No, but back in the 50s and 60s, yeah.
Well, this was like the 80s.
Okay, 80s. mine was the 50s and the 60s with my dad when we first started. And
Craig, out of like the top 5 trout you caught, did they come from 3 feet or less or 3 feet or more? In other words, you know, 1 to 3 foot depth or 8 to 10 foot depth. Your biggest trout.
Probably the 6 to 8 feet depth.
Biggest trout I would say I caught was in the 6 to 8 feet. Matter of fact,
but several of those I caught on top water. They were at the, you know,
I don't know
they if were you, up top.
I don't know if you remember Ronnie Waterman.
No.
Okay, Ronnie used to manage the pier, and his son, which passed away at a very young age of cancer, worked for me at Rick's Bait and Tackle. But me and Ronnie Waterman, we used to go out in the boat and at nighttime. Now, we would anchor right where the bridge, what do you call the wooden section, that goes, the boats go through there. Anyway, you'd get on the east side and let your float go down on the inside where the boats go through. Mm-hmm. About halfway down at the JT Bridge at one time, it was a travel all day, all night long.
Yeah. Oh, JTB?
JTB was, yeah.
I mean, almost where the JTB Bridge is where, before the bridge was there, was one of my best trout holes of my life.
Right.
And where you'd run the floats down.
Now, actually, in the 60s and 50s, when I used to fish with my dad,
yeah.
It's the entrance way of the Isle of Palms was a very, very good place to fish.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was about the only man-made area there, and that boats would go in and out, and I think they created a nice hole there.
Mm-hmm.
And you could find nice trout there.
I've caught some really big trout down in the Palm Valley.
I've never really, really fished Palm Valley at all.
Two of the biggest trout I've ever caught came from Palm Valley.
Right.
And yeah, I still haven't tried that spot that I've talked to you about around that Fort Caroline area.
Oh, yeah.
I still haven't been out there yet.
Right to where I told you to put in it?
Yep. I want to. You know, I just haven't had a chance to get out there yet.
Where's that, in Fort Caroline you're talking
Craig,
about?
He's born and raised here and didn't know that was there. He didn't.
No, I didn't.
He really didn't.
Well, there's a lot. I mean,
I told him about it about a month ago coming back from Tennessee.
There you go. Okay.
He had no idea.
Yeah.
But you watch now Chip Davis and Eddie, they go down to the valley and just tear it up.
Right.
And
you got some high-quality trout fishermen there.
Yeah, you got two there, and then
tear it up anywhere.
Yeah.
Leon Dana, which doesn't, you know, he knows that valley like the back of his hand. He's mm-hmm. done a great job down there. And who else is captaining down there?
Palm Valley area?
Leon Dana.
Maurice will go down there sometimes.
I've
seen him down there quite a few times.
Tim Stouter does that.
He catches some really big trout down there.
I've seen some nice trout he's caught down there.
What's the guy's name? Snook. What's the kayak
Tim
guy?
Fish there a lot.
Mm-hmm. What's the kayak guy's name? Is it Al? Decina? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Al Decina.
He catches some monster trout, I guess, in Guana or wherever he fishes at.
He goes to Guana a lot.
Well, so does Matt Chipperfield.
He writes an article for us. Jeez, you go inside the outpost and some of the pictures of trout. But now, he's gotten into fly fishing quite a bit down there, too, which is a sport that I've never.
I've never touched a fly rod.
Me neither. Never have any.
I look at it and I do not understand the logic.
I look at somebody worked that but hard.
That's just too much
it's
work.
Hard enough as it is with
bad
technology, awesome technology. You know, I don't even think it's complicated anymore than it is.
I always say I want to try it one day.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, we've got a number for you. 904-296-1062.
Long break.
Yep. Oh, was it a long break? My goodness. All right, first hour is knocked out already. All right, y'all stand by for about 10 minutes. We'll be back shortly. 296-1062.
Hold tight.